they're getting a grip of an older generation, and then people saying their Treasury is funding their stay on the island. We're getting reimbursed from the UK, and they can get jobs and so forth.
I think all of us, when we turn on the news at the moment, we see appalling scenes of boats packed with people coming over the channel, people drowning, but also the role of organised crime in terms of people smuggling into the UK. And when you look at that and you then think, well, is the same thing happening here? We've also seen riots outside hotels in the UK. And some of that, yes, is far right and racist, but some of that is genuinely concerned local people who are worried about what's happening. On the Isle of Man, we do not have asylum seekers here. There's no legal way that people could come here and seek asylum. We also do not house asylum seekers for the UK government. They have no right to remain on the Isle of Man. And in the past, when people have come here without rights to remain, they have been sent off the island. So there is no accommodation for asylum seekers here, illegal migrants here. We have a very, very different situation to the UK in that you don't get access to benefits or social housing, as we were just talking about, until you've been resident for at least 5 years. So there isn't the same draw for people to come here. They would not be housed. They would not be given benefits. I know there have been rumours of various hotels around the Isle of Man. We have done investigations with our immigration services. There are no contracts with UK companies to house asylum seekers on the Isle of Man. But I can understand people's concern, given what's happening on the adjacent isle. And we, as a government, are looking far more now over the last couple of years at our border security, at immigration in general. And in July, Tim Wald came forward with a whole range of proposals, such as the immigration health surcharge, such as looking at how we could make sure that those people who are needed by our employers here to drive the economy and fill those skill gaps are the right people coming across and actually contribute to our society. I hope that answers your question, but I think there is a lot of concern out there, and also a lot of rumours spread on social media that can get traction if they're not corrected.